How long has it been, Pat, since I've let you out of your cage? Honestly, I have lost count. Let's see. I know I locked you up sometime last month. Is that right? Or maybe it was the month before that. It's so hard to keep track of these things, isn't it? I worry sometimes that maybe you've forgotten what you're missing. You do seem less desperate these days. Almost like you've gotten used to your cage. But I do love the way it looks and the way you look, all locked up for me. But, I do suppose a man has needs, and, well, I don't want you to just shut down, now do I? Let's see if we can put a little life back into your locked up little cock. Would you like that, my pet? Do you miss my touch on your cock? My teasing? The way I get you so excited and turned on? But of course, you know how much I like the denial part of teasing and denial. Now, let's make sure you're gonna be a good boy for me, okay? Put your hands behind your back. Ugh, fuck, you look so good like that. So open and vulnerable and helpless. Now, hold still. Stay right there and don't move. Good. Now, just stand while I undo your button. Slowly pull down your zippers and see what you've got hiding there for me. All right, let's pull down those pants. And while you're at it, those boxers too. Oh, you were a good pet and wore my favorite ones. Maybe you do deserve a reward. All right. I want it all off. I want you standing fully and completely naked in front of me. Well, except for your cage, of course. Oh, there it is. So cute and little and locked up for me. It's almost a shame to let him out. But fine, I think it's time. Oh, he's getting excited and I haven't even started yet. I wonder if I can make it twitch while it's still locked. All right, all right. Let me grab your key. I hope I can remember where I put it. I'm just teasing. No, hold still. There we go. Look at that. Unlocked at last. You're so hard already. It's hard to even take the cage off, but no, there we go. See, I knew you hadn't lost your enthusiasm for me. So hard and swollen already. I must admit, I have missed touching it and see you twitch as I run my hands over your shaft, letting my thumb press against that little spot just under the head. Now hold still, unless you want me to stop, that is. Just let me tease you just for a little while. How does it feel when I wrap my hand around it like this? Holding you so gently and then just squeezing it ever so slightly. And now just a little more. Pumping and squeezing, feeling your cock grow harder and harder in my grip. Oh, I love how you feel in my hands as I slowly start to slide my hands up and down your shaft, nice and slow and gently. That's it, pet. I love how excited you are. It looks like you've missed this just as much as I have. Maybe a little more. What if I add a little lube into my hands? Yeah, you like that? Making it nice and wet. My slippery hands squeezing over your hard, throbbing, and aching cock. It feels good, doesn't it, pet? That's okay. I don't want you to move, but you can still moan. Feeling my slippery hand on your cock. And does that make you miss something else? Does it remind you of a nice, tight, wet pussy? And how it feels to just slip inside? Well, enjoy what you get for now, my pet. I just want to keep feeling you in my hand, drinking in all of your aching and frustration. I want to feel you throbbing and twitching with every pump. And I want to get you right to the edge. Now, I know you're not a big fan of edging, but that's what I'm going to do to you. Because here's the thing. I know you want me to be happy, and I know how much pleasure you get when I receive pleasure. So, we're just gonna edge you a little bit, as I am so nice and deliberate with your cock. I enjoy feeling the orgasm build, and I know you can feel it too. But you're not allowed to come without my permission. You know that. And you know it would just break my heart if you had an accident. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you? That's a good boy. So just relax and just continue to let that feeling slowly rise in you. And don't fight it. Don't resist it. I want you to feel every bit of frustration and desperation. Because here's the thing. I know you have all of those little tricks to keep yourself from coming. Trying to think of something else. Maybe anything else, really. But I don't want you to do that. I want you completely focused on me. I want to see you. I want to feel you right on the very edge. I want you simply waiting for me to whisper in your ear that permission that you so desperately need for release. And I don't just want to be the one to keep you there. I want you to keep yourself there for me. I want you to find that edge, pet, and stay there just for me. Just one simple breath away. One word away. And it can come at any second. And when I say it, when I whisper those three sweet words in your ear, you'll finally be able to let go, to lose yourself for me immediately. And I don't plan on giving you any warning, no countdown, no preparation. When I say it, if I say it, that is, you need to come at that exact moment. No waiting, no begging, no more touching. It'll be then or not at all. So you better stay right on the edge, pet. You better be ready to come for me at any second. No tricks, no games, no hiding from me. I want you to find that edge and wait for me. Keep your eyes open, pet. I want you to look at me. Look into my eyes, look into my nice full lips. Think of what it would feel like to kiss me. Or maybe think of my wet full lips wrapped around your aching cock. And that's right, pet, stay with me, right on the edge. I can feel you straining and aching. You're so close, aren't you? Just seeing your frustration just turns me on, pet. I want you to hold it for me, Edge. I know you can't help it. Shiver, shake, twitch. Show me how much you need me. Give me all of your desperation. Give me your wanting and your aching. Oh, fuck. God, I'm so wet. Just thinking of you sliding inside me. Maybe even allowing you to fuck me. Letting you take out your frustration and denial. That aching cock deep into my pussy as I grind and press back onto you harder and harder. That's it. Stay here with me, pet. Ache for me. That's right. Hold that edge and come for me. Stop. I thought I told you that I wanted you riding the edge. Were you cheating? Were you thinking of other things when I told you not to? Because I told you, when I said those three words, I wanted you to come immediately. And well, if you didn't come, then you wouldn't get a chance to. Ugh. I said you could come, and you weren't even close enough, were you? You weren't supposed to be holding back. No waiting. I'm so disappointed in you, pet. I really wanted to let you come. I wanted to watch you completely explode for me. But you didn't follow directions, did you? No, that's right. So, it looks like we're gonna have to clearly work on your edging. I gave you a chance, and I'd say I'm sorry, but this really isn't my fault, is it? Now, let's get this cage back on. How long? Well, I'm gonna have to really think about that.